Hello and welcome to today's meditation. I am Holly Wynn, consciousness coach and mindset mentor, to facilitate this journey for you today. This month, we're focusing on increasing our capacity to hold more love for ourselves, so we're able to give and receive love easier with others. And in order to really create that pathway of love for ourselves, in a deep experience of true love for ourselves, it's important to forgive our perceived failures or mistakes, or even the times that we feel like maybe we just didn't live up to our potential, and we hold on to resentments or regrets. And as we do that, it really creates a really strong barrier of resistance inside of our energy body. And our thoughts and our stories get wrapped around it, and we don't have the ability to be in a place to hold love longer. Therefore, it affects our ability to hold joy, hold happiness, and experience it with those that we find special in our life. So today we're going to go on a different type of journey versus a traditional meditation, and it's going to be a compassion exercise. And we're going to be giving ourselves compassion for past mistakes and failures. So I want you to begin by finding your center. Just getting really comfortable. Because this guided journey is a variation of kind of like a classic, loving, mindful kindness practice. But we're going to tailor it specifically to cultivate self-compassion. Because when we're more compassionate with ourselves, we can forgive ourselves easily. When we do, we free ourselves from the chains of resentment and regret. So let us begin. Be sure that you're in a comfortable position, sitting either on a meditation cushion, on a chair, or even the floor. Just something very comfortable where you can sit upright, but yet you are relaxed. Now settle into your posture and then just notice how your body feels. The sensation of your feet touching the floor, your bottom touching the cushion beneath you, the weight of your arms and your head. Be here right now in your body, fully inhabiting your live experience. Allow your attention just move to the outward sounds now. What sounds are arising around you? Are there noises outside your window? Leaves rustling or a fan blowing inside? What sounds do you hear? Try not to reach out to the sounds, but just let the sounds arrive so you can share the space with the sounds. Become aware of how the sound waves enter into your mind and your body. As you focus on your breathing, the sense of inhaling and exhaling, and whether you feel the breath most strongly at your nostrils or perhaps at your chest rises and falls. Just take a few moments now to rest with your breath easily and simply, and find that your relaxation deepens now. And notice that peacefulness of just being quiet, resting, as you gently breathe, allowing oxygen just to flow in and out, replenishing yourself and your body. And now I'd like to bring to mind some aspect of your personality. Perhaps it's a mistake that you have made in the past. Maybe it's something that you view in your mind as a failure. Maybe it's just something that's been weighing on you heavily or that's been bothering you lately. Something that perhaps you've been criticizing yourself for, that's made you feel inadequate in some way. Whatever this is, try to get in touch with it. And notice your feelings around it. Do you feel sad, isolated, inadequate, or frightened? How have you felt when you've thought about this inadequacy? See if you can now locate the sensations of those same emotions in your body. Is it a tightness in your throat, a heaviness in your heart, a tension in your shoulders, a pit in your stomach? What do the emotions do when you feel into them? And do you feel that mistake or that perceived failure attached to these emotions? So make your space open so you can allow them to be there. Instead of resisting the feeling, now is not the time to fight it or ignore it or to push it down. But just share the space with these emotions. You do not need to become them. They do not define you. It is simply sharing space. Get in touch with how much suffering it's caused you by self-judgment or fears of not being good enough, fears of being seen fully. Because some of our greatest suffering is caused by our own hands and by the belief that somehow we should be perfect. So take your hands, or both if you prefer, and place them gently over your heart now. And in a calm, soft, comforting manner, simply relax, breathe out, and give yourself some grace. You might even want to rub a little soothing, reassuring circle. See if you can sense your heart right now. See if you can let your heart be moved by how difficult your emotional experience is. So when you think about this thing that makes you feel not so good about yourself, because now I'm going to repeat some phrases to yourself. Kindness in action. Activate kindness now. Be tender, be careful, and be loving with yourself. This is going to activate and expand the energy of compassion. And for the fact that you're an imperfect being, perfectly whole, as you are right now. You try to be your best, but no one on the planet is perfect. Mistakes are how we learn and how we get to transcend this very suffering for ourselves and for one another. So go ahead and repeat these phrases aloud and repeat them in your mind silently. But as you hold this emotion that may have brought you some pain in the past, just repeat aloud. May I be safe. May I be peaceful, and may I be kind to myself. May I accept myself as I am. And just feel the warmth of your hand on your heart. Because as you do this, you're programming these intentions into the memory of your heart field. Again, may I be safe. May I be peaceful, and may I be kind to myself. May I accept myself as I am. So really just try to get in touch with these intentions behind these words. And notice if you find that the energy softens or loosens, because you're intentionally aligning to offer yourself kindness, compassion, and ultimate acceptance. How does it feel to be ultimately accepting of yourself? How often do you find yourself rejecting, judging, or avoiding being all of you? And you might notice that your mind is wandering as these stories begin to clear. And open yourself up now, if you choose. Your higher self is always in charge. to now receive some Gaia Reiki to help you be in a space of alignment. So intentionally sit upright, elongate your spine, lift your chin up, and be open to receive now. And as the energy begins to flow, I want you to think of something that's been causing you some stress or suffering that you don't necessarily blame yourself for. Maybe there's a loved one who is sick, or maybe there's something going wrong in your life just due to some type of external circumstances or something that's just really hard to bear, hard to deal with. So I want you to expand the space of compassion for the source of suffering, because our suffering really comes from two main sources: from ourselves not being as what we want, and from our lives not being as what we want. Just remember, everything that you want wants you to. So it's truly just the space of separation of our desires, of what we choose, what we like, what we want to experience, and the fear that it may not come to be. So just say to yourself now, what I want wants me to. So now, thinking of this aspect of your life that's causing you pain, just repeat those same phrases aloud. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I be kind to myself. May I accept my life as it is, in the way that things are. And as I open up to acceptance, I free myself from the limitations that have been created in my mind, that I get to open myself up to the infinite possibilities and probabilities that surround me all day in every way. So really feel that caring concern and tenderness for yourself. And placing your hand back on your heart, if you've moved it, or if it's been there the whole time, really feel your hand on your heart. And notice that during this entire exercise, you focused on comforting yourself. This is what compassion can be. So maybe your heart's tingling in response, or feels warm or vibrant in some way. But place awareness on the good qualities of an open heart that's filled with compassion, the beautiful feelings of tenderness, care, concern, and kindness. Noticing the joy of compassion, connectedness, of open-heartedness is part of your beautiful human experience. So thank yourself for being a good, supportive friend. And may you all be safe, happy, and free.